You're listening to episode number 2109 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Yesterday, we were talking about the Peloton situation with Ryan Reynolds and his group, Maximum Effort.
Yes.
And Ryan has been asked, so how did you turn the commercial around so fast? He said they did it in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. When they Peloton asked him help, he said by luck, they had actually been talking to Peloton about another product that they sell. And it was just like, oh, by the way, we need this thing. So over the weekend, they rushed to get this commercial shot. And then, of course, Ryan is just doing a VO. He's doing the voiceover. He's But there you go. So if you heard yesterday's news, you know why we're even talking about this. If you didn't, well, look it up if you want. But spoiler alert, it all had to do with the, I guess it's considered a sequel. And Just Like That, which is the sequel to Sex and the City. Same characters. I suppose that would be called a sequel.
Mr. Big was riding his Peloton the first episode. And
yeah, there you go. Spoiler alert.
Died.
He's fine in real life.
Peloton
really
dropped
sales. Yeah,
no, Ryan
Reynolds talked about this yesterday. And Ryan Reynolds saved the day. He saved the day, we think.
He saved Peloton.
I don't know. Single-handedly, he saved Peloton. We're going to see that one. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
Blake Lively is a lucky woman.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
I hate her.
Yeah, me too.
Hey,
I'm jealous of her, too.
Bet you are.
I am.
I mean, it's Ryan Reynolds, for
God's sake. He's Ryan Reynolds. I mean, come on.
Fourth time is a charm for Kim Kardashian.
What?
No, we're not talking about marriages. And you know, we could have talked about the fact that she said, absolutely no way. She's no way I'm going back to Kanye.
Yeah, we'll see how
but,
that
But that was boring. So we're talking now about the baby bar exam.
The baby what?
The baby bar.
Baby bar.
Yeah. She made an Instagram official that after three previous attempts, she finally passed the first year. Finally.
Finally.
Passed the first year law student exam, which is called the baby bar.
That's the baby bar. Okay, yes. I get it. So this is her fourth attempt?
Yes.
I do not want her representing me for anything. Nothing.
Now, in all fairness, I think a good percentage of people have to take it more than once.
Yeah, well, sure. I know people who are attorneys that it took them a while on the regular bar. I feel like my cousin Vinny all of a sudden is breaking out here. What the hell?
Watched that recently. Great movie.
What a great movie.
You haven't seen My Cousin Vinny.
No, no.
You're in for a good time.
It. Everybody's seen it. You know, and if you haven't seen it, get off the planet. It's a great movie.
Well, as I said, it's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. So she announced
naturally,
it on Instagram.
how do you announce the fact that you have passed
the baby bar,
a very important thing to your career, okay? From a bathroom mirror, of course.
Of course from a bathroom mirror.
Of course in a mirror.
Oh my God.
Now, unlike other times.
Yeah.
I guess she felt that this might be more important. She's clothed.
Oh, wow. She has clothes on this time. Okay.
So I guess that means, is she serious? Anywho, it looks like a fashion shoot of some kind, naturally.
Naturally.
But hey, you know, why waste a good Insta, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
exactly.
In the overly lengthy post, she admitted she failed the baby bar three times in the past 2 years. But I got back up each time and studied harder and tried again until I did it. But it's taken her 2 years to get it passed.
Well, but she didn't go to school all those years. She was just reading books or cheat codes or something.
Well, she wasn't just reading books. She was reading books outside with her sunglasses on in a bikini.
Oh, that's right, in a bikini while she was getting suntan.
Yes.
Okay, you're right.
Because how else do you study?
Well, I do. That's the way I study all the time.
Well, Brad Pitt.
Brad
Pitt. We
haven't
talked about Brad Pitt in a while.
Wow. He's sober, I think. That's why we haven't had to
talk
about
him. Yeah, he is.
So we haven't had
to
talk about
him. He's still sexy. He is.
You know, he's almost 60.
Yeah, I think he's gotten sexier the older he's
gotten. You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
Lost that baby face.
Do you
look.
Notice that he like is like doing a coffee thing, some sort of
yeah.
coffee machine thing to kind
See,
of
I wonder
rival
how George feels about that.
George Clooney, although we haven't seen George Clooney do the Nespresso.
I don't think George. I maybe it's like dating and like your ex, some your best friend's ex. So maybe while George was doing
Nespresso,
yeah, Brad couldn't do coffee commercials. But now it seems like George is not doing them
so
anymore.
It's okay.
And he yeah, probably called George and said, is this all right? Are you okay with this?
Are you okay with this, Ben? Cause
are you sure? Because if not, I'll say no. I don't need the money.
Well, no, he doesn't need the money.
I mean.
Well, maybe he does.
Maybe he does. I don't know. Anyway, he's officially starting. Brad Pitt, not George.
Not George. Brad.
Brad's officially starting a new career in the music industry.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Now, he's teamed up with a music producer.
Uh-huh.
Damien Quintard.
Okay.
To reopen Miraval Studios.
Okay.
The legendary recording facility located at Chateau Miraval in Corrèze, France.
Ooh.
I have no idea if I said that right.
Well, that's close enough.
But.
Yeah.
That has hosted that in Corrèze, France there.
Yeah.
It's hosted sessions for Pink Floyd,
wow.
Sting,
wow.
Cranberries.
Wow.
The music studio was built in 1977, but yep. largely set and used for two decades.
Wow.
And then there was a decision to renovate the space.
Okay.
Now, there's also another reason why the Chateau, it's just like saying that, Chateau.
Chateau's a beautiful word.
I feel
Is
like,
it, not?
It makes me feel classier than.
Yeah, and then you really are. I know, right?
Yeah, and then that's not a stretch. I mean, anything would make me classier
well,
than I am.
Well, that's true. But throwing yeah. around the word Chateau, I think that's
that
a
kind
winner.
Of, you know,
that's
ups
winner.
My game.
Winner, winner, chicken yeah. dinner.
It has such meaning. Well, it'd be like chicken cordon bleu. The Chateau has God. Such meaning to Brad.
Yeah.
Because he owns it now.
Oh, he owns it?
Yes.
Well, I guess it's like, oh, I got this old studio down here. I guess we
well,
should
the,
renovate it
the
and
funny
we should
thing
make
is,
some money.
He bought it with Angie.
Oh, is this
for
the
his vineyard.
Wait, this is the vineyard in France that they
yes.
were splitting up.
And he
wow.
kept it after
so
the split.
So he got to keep it.
Yes.
Ah, she got the kids. He got the wine. What do you know?
He's
and the studio.
And the studio, which he's looking forward to reopening.
Oh, man, that'll be boss.
Next
because,
summer.
You know, look, all these musicians are going to want to go there because Pink Floyd and Sting,
oh, yeah.
everybody played there. Like the Stones and Elton John, they went to these French chateaus to record back
uh-huh.
in the 70s.
Yeah.
This was a big, big honking deal. So... That's awesome. Well, good for
It's
good
actually
for
pretty
Brad.
Cool.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, I think
it's Oh,
a,
I think it is.
I think it's a great idea. We should write Brad and we should ask for an invite to the
Oh, naturally.
Chateau Miraval.
Not that we even have to ask, but
it should be coming in the mail.
Yeah.
It's coming right next to my invitation to Halle Berry's party, her premiere party for Bruised. I didn't get that. I don't know why where did Halle
Yeah,
we've got to talk to somebody about this stuff.
We really do.
Maybe we need a better address. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need an address with a zip code 90210. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.